Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Happy Thursday, everyone. Welcome to the Red Room. I am your host, Miss Behaven. I hope everyone's having a good week and looking forward to the weekend. I know every day seems like a weekend for some of us, right? But we're here. We are here, and I am so thankful that you guys are joining us tonight for another exciting and sexy evening of Red Room Unleashed with Miss Behaven. How's everyone doing out there? I have the chat room open. You can chat away, put in your 2 cents or your 5 cents or your $1, comment and ask questions here. Those of you who are on Facebook, feel free to inbox me if you have some questions, if you're unable to call in. But for those of you who have the number, let me give that to you just in case if you don't, if you'd like to call in. That number is area code 516-666-9896. This is adult conversation that we're having tonight, and we have very exciting and interesting topics to cover. One being some grown-up stuff. So I'm giving you guys a little time to get into the room and share the link. Make sure you share this link. Don't be selfish. Do not be a selfish lover. We do not like those. So make sure you share the link with those that's in your circle, let them know that we are live and in color, and that we have some good things to talk about, from health to sex to sexuality to more sex. Oh, and good health as well. So we just want to keep loving on each other and doing the right thing and keeping us safe. So I hope you guys are staying safe out there. Don't go out if you really, really don't have to. I'm the type of person that don't like people in too much, so nature is my best friend. I socialize with nature. The trees, they don't get me sick. So I like to hang with the trees and just watch Bambi and all them do their thing. But enough about that. Welcome to the Red Room. A couple of housekeeping rules. We want to make sure that we get all of your questions and comments in respectively. When you do call in, when I do open up your line, ask your question, and we will, you know, get to it. You don't have to say your name. You don't have to give us all of that. If you want to stay anonymous, that's okay. We respect your space, and we respect who you are and what you want to do. So you don't have to give a name, but we definitely, I will say the prefix of a phone number just to make sure I have you on the line and get you up and running. And that's that, okay? So that's it. That's it. That's a pretty easy thing to do, right? Pretty easy thing. For those of you who are new to this podcast, like I said, my name is Miss Behaven. You can catch me on Facebook or under Unleash Your Inhibitions, or on Instagram as Unleash Your Inhibitions. My website is creativesoulentertainment.com. Yes, it is a mouthful. I like to keep you busy typing. So just go ahead and type away creativesoulentertainment.com. That is my website. So you can always look for workshops and shows and other fun topics that we do have on hold for you, okay? And then I'm on Amazon. So if you'd like to grab my book, Unleash, a collection of seductive poetry, it is on Amazon under Erica Jarvis, Erica with a K. Thank you very much. And get that and put that on your bookshelf, okay? All right. So the purpose of this show, we want to enlighten and educate and entertain you all and make sure that we just keep an open mind. I am not an expert in all things. I like to just consider myself an expert in my thing. So I'm always open to learn, and I appreciate you guys learning with me. This is a journey that we can take together, holding hands, pinky fingers, swear that we will at least keep an open mind and respect each other's space. The call-in number again, for those of you who need to call in and ask questions throughout the show, I will open the line. For that is 516-666-98. Speak is all about natural ways to increase your stamina and combat those erectile dysfunctions and of course, those other ailments that both men and women experience at different stages of their lives. So we are talking health-wise, we are talking holistic, we are talking adult talk. So we, our guests will help us discover techniques and those natural resources to awaken or reawaken those treasure zones. So you get some honest answers as long as you have those honest questions to shoot at us, okay? So don't be scared. Don't be scared. We want to make sure that all of us get what we deserve, and that's good loving and staying healthy at the same time, right? Right. All right. Oh, yes, I have been sipping. I am drinking something really colorful right now. It's all of just cranberry juice and a little vodka. So, I encourage you all to have a sip, whether it's water, tea, wine, or cocktail. Cheers to you. And we're going to get this thing rolling because there's a lot to talk about. I have a lot of questions for our guest. I really do. So tonight's guest, and you guys forgive me because I am working like three different devices at the same time. I feel like an octopus right now. tonight's guest is a certified herbalist and herbal practitioner. She is the owner of Asher and B's Apothecary and Tea House. I always butcher that because it's such a mouthful of saying that word, but we're going to try this again. Our guest is a certified herbalist and herbal practitioner. She is the owner of Asher and B's Apothecary and Tea House. How did I do? All right. Her name is Marnie Alicia, and she will be joining us tonight. So you guys listen up and get your questions ready. I'm going to bring her on the line as we speak because I am so excited to have tonight's guest. Hello, hello, Queen.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm excited.
Yay, I'm excited too. I've even had my little cocktail early just so I can be ready. And I think I'm too ready. I think I'm too ready now. I started the party too soon.
You can never start too soon.
Yeah. See, I love that encouragement and that motivation. I'm just going to keep with that spirit and do that. Thank you for joining us. It's been
thank you for
it's
having
all this
me.
Week. I've just been, oh man, I've just been like pushing it on Facebook and Instagram, just letting my people know what's happening. And I've gotten some text messages and phone calls, and they're like, "Wait, what's she about? What's going on?" So I told them, "Look, I cannot answer any of your questions, so you are going to have to ask." And get what you came for. So I'm definitely looking forward to my people calling in or chatting and texting their questions, because I have a dozen questions and I don't want to be greedy because I can go there, but but I'm not. I am going to do this right. So let's get right down to it, because I know that there are some folks who have some questions as well. So tell us about the company and where the name came from. So Asher and B.
Asher and B. Well, Asher is my daughter's name, my youngest daughter, and her nickname is also B. So that's where the name Asher and B came from, because she's a little Virgo, and she was a little bit of a struggle coming to this world, and now she's here, and but it was just appropriate at the time. She was a new baby, and she was very much so an inspiration, along with my other daughter, for starting the business. So it was just appropriate. So it's actually my daughter's first name and her nickname.
Oh, cute. Well, it definitely fits. I love that name, Asher and B. That's really cute. So tell us more about your love for herbal living.
Oh my goodness, I don't even know where to start. I love, I just love what I do, period. Like, I don't really feel like it's a job or work. So it's kind of cool to be able to integrate my home life into my work life. And so I'm just happy every day to go to work, to come in here. And it kind of fulfills my dream, too. I wanted to be a doctor when I was little. But I had this thing about blood, and screaming and stuff. So, and I never made it
your
past
blood
that,
just didn't get along.
You know? Right. It just I couldn't get past that. So gave up on that dream. And I'm an entrepreneur by just nature. So when the opportunity came along to actually just, like I said, more so integrate what we were doing at home into my work life, it was like, why not? So that just, I guess my work is my passion, so that's what you guys get every time.
And that's a blessing, man. If you can just go in and like you said, you go into work smiling every day, you happy because this is something you want to do. Well, some folks are just like, oh my God, I have to do this another day. When is Friday?
I know, right? Yeah, I don't. Cool. We don't have Fridays here. We just have every day fun day. So. Yeah.
That's good. Cool. So how did this all transpire? This business that you have. You've been doing this for what, 15 years?
No. So I've been an entrepreneur for 15 years. I've been an entrepreneur. I've worked for myself for the last 15 years. It's funny because before I became an herbalist, I was actually a salon owner and hairstylist. So I did that for over 12 years. And so I'd own a couple of salons, you know, work my way up and all that good stuff. And then one day I tell people I have two sets of kids. I have an older set and a younger set. And so of my older set, my youngest daughter began to have complications with her medicine from she suffered with eczema. And so her medications, the side effects caused some cataracts to develop in her eyes when she was 12. And so she wasn't able to see for just barely anything but light. They couldn't figure out where these cataracts came from. And then we went to every specialist, and then finally the final specialist, you know, was like, oh, she has eczema? It's the steroids that they give you. And I was like, what? And he was like, Google it. And I was like, what?
Wow.
He was like, Google it. He was like, I'm going to check her eyes because I'm pretty sure it's not cancer. He was like, but, you know, he was like, Google it. and I Googled it, and all of this information came up about long-term topical steroid use, retina detachment, cataract development. So
wow.
That for me was like, whoa, and she was old enough to understand that. So she put her foot down and was like, I'm not taking any more medicine ever. And I was like, what? Wait, what are we going to do? You know, like, what are we going to do? And then it just kind of hit me. Like, I feel like the ancestors just gave me the answer, because my grandmother used to always garden in her yard and everything, and she just ate everything. She's still alive. And she's in very good health for a very, very long time. She's still in good health. But that was the thing. She just used a lot of, she used food as medicine, herbs, teas, hot toddies, you know, old school. So we started doing that, and then I found out that I could make a living at it, and I just quit doing hair and started selling tea.
Just like that. Quit doing hair and start selling
just
tea.
Like that. Yeah, I did. Just like that. My clients were kind of upset. I just didn't know another way to transition. I was like, okay, listen, I got to go. And that's what we did. So, and it worked out. Yeah, here I am 3 years later. Great.
That's awesome. So with you in the game now in a totally different realm, How do you stay in the game during this pandemic?
Well, I can say that when the pandemic started, let me say this, we were already living kind of the way that the pandemic forced us to live in my own home. So it wasn't much of a change for us with the business because, like I said, I got to integrate what I do at home into my business. And so we were already online. People can order online. We were already at markets where you have to social distance anyway, just because it's outside and it's a market. We provide holistic health and natural remedies. And so that kind of people were very much, when the pandemic started, you know, trying to boost their immune system. So we had more people come in. We already did curbside. You know, if you delivered, you could just order online and come and pick up, or we could ship it to you. We never had to close because we were we're holistic, and we are just a natural way of doing medicine. So we never we never had to close. Nothing much really changed for us. So we've been doing really, really well during the pandemic.
Awesome. Awesome. That's good to hear. So for those who folks who have these health concerns, and I know there's a lot of information on the internet, and, you know, there are a lot of folks who are doing the DIYs all of a sudden. They're like, oh, you know, I'm doing natural stuff.
Right.
You know, it becomes a trend. You like side eye. Yeah. So all of a sudden they just picked up this new hobby, and, you know, they're all of a sudden they're, you know, professionals at this. So some of us, you know, we're apprehensive, you know, we're like, okay, how legit are you? Where did you get your certification and training? How do we know who can really help us without, you know, hurting us?
Well, I don't want to deny anyone who doesn't have a license, excuse me, who's not certified or part of the Herbalist Guild, or like I'm working on my master's in herbalism right now. I would definitely look for those people who are certified, people who are working towards a certification. I also, though, don't negate experience because, like I said, my grandmother never had an herbalist degree, but she could tell you how to lower your blood pressure naturally, you know, and if you can't do it, she could whip something up for you, right? So I can't say that people who don't have a certification, you know what I mean, aren't qualified. What I do is I look for the education, and I look for results, like, because the truth of the matter is I create the product, you get results, boom, that's it. It's an exchange here. So if you see results with someone, then, yeah, if someone's new to the game, I wouldn't necessarily go buy their elderberry syrup because elderberry has to be cooked a certain way so you don't get sick, you know. So it really just depends on what it is, you know. So I do look for experience, one, how long have you been doing it, reviews from other people, And then if you don't have experience, but you do have a certification, I'll take that because I know at least you know the basis to get, you know, moving. But like any profession, it takes practice. And just like a doctor, you got to open a practice to start. So it's good if someone has a good solid foundation, you know, you're going to get consistent results. But that's how I do it because, like, there's this big trend right now with Irish moss, sea moss.
Yeah.
And people don't know the
difference
between the two, you know, and they're like, ooh, I got this from this island, and this is great, but this is not the same as the one that you want with the 92 minerals. But you have someone
and
who's
you know,
like, oh, I make
folks are like
it.
On,
I make
on
it.
Amazon
I make
everywhere.
It. Right, right. So that's the thing. You got to be careful. So if you do your own research, I always tell people, start with yourself. You make it. If you're going to go to someone and you don't know if they're good, just go and make it yourself. That way it's nobody's fault but your own if something happens.
Right. I took this and this is what happened to me. I just grew a third leg. So, yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So you mentioned how herbalism has changed your life with your daughter. So with how did it change your life personally for you?
Oh, man. From the inside out, literally, there are things, mind, body, and spirit, about herbalism that just touch me everywhere. And I think the biggest thing I find is that I'm more intentional with my life. So I'm more intentional now with my body because I have a better understanding of how the different systems work. I'm more intentional with my self-care because I understand how important that is, the spirit is to wellness and health. And then I think also it fulfills that in me that, you know, like I said before, when I was really little, I used to tell my mom I wanted to be a doctor, and she was like, I hope so because your handwriting is horrible. And so, like, that, for me, it's like, okay, I get to have horrible handwriting and help people, you know. So that feels good. That felt good. And seeing people change, too. Like, I used to be a size 22, and I've lost. I'm down to, like, a 14, 16, just drinking tea and meditating and doing yoga. So that's how.
Right.
Yeah, and herbalism introduced me to all those things. I remember a student in my class was like, you know, we all want to make these fancy decoctions and stuff. She's like, but we cannot forget that, you know, the easiest, quickest, number one, most effective way is tea. And I was like, damn. right. You know, like quick and easy. Like, you know, we want to be fancy, but what if I could just give somebody a cup of tea and change them? So
nice.
I think that's probably, that's my true north there.
Cool. Now, you said that you wanted to be a doctor when you were younger. How do you feel? Are you pro-medical or more so pro-holistic, or are you both?
I think that has changed over time because in the beginning I was definitely pro-medical all the time. But I was also doing holistic things. I just didn't realize it, you know. I think I want to say I'm holistic with grace for medical because that's where I'm at right now. I go to my holistic remedies first. However, you know, if someone has an asthma attack, we're going to the ER, you know, or if it's a broken bone and I can't take an x-ray or, you know what I mean, I don't know. I got to go to the ER so at least they can tell me what it is so that I can turn around and fix it. You know, that's just how I look at it. So I think that the medical profession has been reckless with medicine. And so for me, that's the reason why I say where I'm at now is holistic first with grace for medical herbalists. Mm-hmm. And that's just in my own home, though. That's how we do it in my own. As a community herbalist, though, I'm going to say both because I can help with the side effects of the medicine. So this way that the medicines are more effective, if that makes sense. So that, you know, there's some things that are just so severe. They need certain medicines. And so As an herbalist, mm-hmm. that's what I'm going to tell anybody. When they come in here, a lot of times people want to just stop taking their medicine, and I tell them, no, that's not the way you do it. We actually, mm-hmm. herbalists should actually work with doctors to help heal their patients. Like, that's, if you can find a doctor that has an herbalist or a holistic practitioner on hand, keep them.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when I look at the commercials sometimes and, you know, it's like, oh, you have a problem with eczema, you know, and all of a sudden it's like
right.
30 different side effects, and then at the end, it
right.
can cause death. And it's like, wait, what?
Right.
I was like, I'm just stretching my hand. Why
right.
all of a sudden I'm going to die?
I'm just itching.
Right.
I think that was my daughter's
yeah.
issue. Like, that was what we learned firsthand was, okay, she had dry skin. Like, that's the issue, was we were treating this with dry, you know, for dry skin. And now she's had 2 double eye surgeries before she was 14. So that's the thing about the recklessness, I think, with that there can be recklessness in healthcare and medication, because you shouldn't give some of these medicines in the doses that they give, or, you know, or they don't even know much about it, or they tell you just take the medicine. But what we really need to do is be dieting better, you know, eating better foods or making different choices with our food. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
absolutely. I agree. I know I'm a work in progress, and I'm like, oh, let me try to do better with this.
That's it, though. That's all you got to do is just try. You know what I mean? Like, if I ate a hamburger this morning, it ain't nothing wrong with eating a salad tonight. Oh, so.
Right. Just balance
just
it
try.
Out. Just balance.
Make better choices. Yeah. Make better choices.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, all right. So, a couple of questions I am going to ask you when it comes to the products and the services that you offer. When you mentioned a burger, now I'm like, do you make vegan herbal preparations? Like, what can one use in place of honey and beeswax recipes?
So you can do, we herbalize syrups. And so we can infuse syrups for you. We do like agaves. Agaves are always great. I love agave. I'll use agave a lot of times before I will honey or syrup, even though I should be using honey number one. it's just that you only get so much honey in the jar. So I'm like, okay, maybe you won't use honey for what, you know, for the special stuff. But the agave is one that we use. You can infuse herbs almost into any solvent. And so doing that is what I would recommend for vegans. And we do vegan, we have vegan dishes here too. Like, we sell a pasta here that is designed for the chakras, so it'll help you align your 7 chakras. And it's vegan.
Ooh.
So we offer those for people, right, who maybe I don't know how to cook vegan, or maybe I need a quick vegan meal at home. We sell those, and we ship those everywhere. So, yeah, they're pretty cool.
Wait, did you say pasta?
Yes, like frozen pasta. Mm-hmm. Frozen pasta.
Handmade
vegan. Right, handmade vegan pasta. We use herbs from the yard here that we grow to help with the pastas. We use local fresh ingredients, and then we freeze it for you. And then when we ship it, if it's someone, you know, if it's shipping, we ship it with dry ice in a cooler, like all kinds of good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. You know, I just wrote it down because I'm going to have to place an order. I love pasta. And
Don't eat all of them. You can't eat a pasta every day. You can have, you know, 1 or 2 a week. You can't eat it every day. Don't be yourself like that. But you will feel good eating
just
it.
Just let me go ahead and enjoy it.
Don't
feel my drink.
I'm just trying to
ready.
Help you make better choices. I'm just trying to help you make better choices. That's it. Just better choices. Just patience.
Yeah, that's real sweet. Thanks. Okay. All right, I'll pace myself. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, pasta. Oh, pasta and me, we're in a love-hate relationship. So, see, it's a toxic relationship, I swear it is.
I understand. Well, at least this pasta, you don't have to feel too bad about it. you know, it's vegan.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, it's gonna help you out.
Yes, I think so. I mean, already it's helping me out. But okay, so enough about that. So I'm looking at the bottle that I received from our mm-hmm. mutual friend, and this the Great Right. I had posted it on the event page, you guys, on Facebook. If you haven't seen it, the aphrodisiac with the libido, stamina, and mood enhancer, sexual desire, erectile dysfunction. It has the ingredients on here. The bottle is so pretty. I love the stamp on there too. I love it. Bless you. And
thank you.
So this has alcohol in it, right?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Plain grain alcohol.
Okay. Okay. So I just learned a new terminology here. Tincture. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So in order to make like the Great Right, we have to do what we call, you have to make a solvent in order to start any medicine. You have to start extracting the medicine from the plant. And so with tinctures,
mm-hmm.
Or I should say there are layers to the medicine in the plant, right? So
mm-hmm.
tea, water will dissolve or extract some of the medicine from the plant. And then you can use vinegars, glycerins, and then you have the alcohol. When you use alcohol, plant grain alcohol, you actually are able to pull out the most efficient, it's the most efficient way to pull out all of the relevant properties that you need in the plant in a concentrated mm-hmm. form. So it dissolves nearly all of the relevant ingredients. So we use alcohol to make a tincture, which is a more concentrated form of medicine where you just need a couple of drops either on your tongue
mm-hmm.
Or on your gums a couple times a day. The best way to take it, though, however, is in some liquid so that it dissolves in the stomach lining. But it's just a way to get – it's another
mm-hmm.
mode to get in the medicine. So you have tea, which is effective, but you have to drink tea 3 to 4 times a day for like 5 days straight if you had the flu. I'm just giving you an example. With a tincture,
okay.
it's another way to get the medicine in, and it's more concentrated, and a couple of drops will get the job done versus a bunch of tea bags. Mm-hmm. So it's really just the
okay.
way you want to do it. I use tea, right? I use tea to tone and nurture the body and to help with certain systems. I use tinctures for a more concentrated, a tincture in my purse and have the medicine with me
okay.
versus the tea I have to actually sit down and make.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Who will usually come to you for?
Ooh, that's a hard one because I think it depends on where you are. Generally, because like I have clients in California, I have clients in New York, and I have clients here in the South, and there's kind of like a
mm-hmm.
cultural difference as far as the way we eat, the way we do things. You know, it's just a little bit of a difference there. So it just depends on where I'm at. And also kind of
mm-hmm.
depends on the community because you know in POC communities we have higher issues of blood pressure, diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say overall, just in general, I get a lot of blood pressure and weight loss, as well as fertility. I get a lot of weight loss, fertility, blood pressure, yeah.
And I also think like seasonal too, right? Because folks
yeah,
like me
allergies.
With allergies.
See, we have a long allergy season here in Florida where we are. So I guess that's not common to me, you know what I mean? Because I don't see that.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, drink this tea. And the normal people like, they, you know what I mean? They're like, I need allergy tea. So I'm like, okay, they come and get that, you know. But people coming to me
mm-hmm.
for help, most of the time it's fertility, weight loss, and blood pressure issues. I also have
mm-hmm.
quite a few cancer survivors or people who are battling cancer.
Okay. Are there particular cancers that you find most common?
I get, well, not lately. I can't say that. I think I've had stomach cancers. Yeah, stomach is probably one. Stomach cancer, as well as I want to say like uterine cancer. Yeah, those two would probably be the most.
Interesting. All right. So, you guys, I hope you're taking notes out there and getting your questions ready. If you want to call in and ask some questions, feel free. Don't let me hog her because I will ask some questions. The number is 516-666-9896. I'll keep her to myself and ask all the questions. So if you have questions, feel free to call in, you guys. Let's get into the sex part.
Okay. I'm always ready for that.
That's my transition right there. Okay, now let's talk about sex. All right, so some folks deal with erectile dysfunction. Instead of Viagra, what would you recommend for them?
So it just depends on, I always ask people, like, what is their lifestyle? What are you willing to do? Because they could have a tea that would help with that. We could make them some type of mood-enhancing tea. However, erectile dysfunction tends to be a little more severe. So definitely the syrups, like the one that you have there, the Great Right, will help with that. As well as I do a tincture of horny goat bead, orris tincture, damiana, those types of herbs tinctured are also aphrodisiacs. So that would be a great one for erectile dysfunction. Stamina and libido, definitely the ashwagandha is going to help with that.
Okay. So then with their side effects, have you ever had anyone experience any side effects from any of the elixirs? Other than like a really good time.
Other than a really good time. I've had people ask me, some people thought they peed on themselves in the bed. So you might have feelings that you might have wet yourself, but it's not urine. Right. That's it, really. People are like, you know, I have had people say that, you know, they felt a little flushed, like, ooh, I got warm, like really, really warm beforehand. So that's happened. Not like Viagra. You don't have to worry about sight, nothing like that. You don't have to worry about losing your vision. None of the elixirs. None of my things are addictive or habit forming. I'm very careful.
That was my next question. If they were addictive.
Yeah. No, I am not a blanket herbalist. So I don't believe that every medicine that I make works for every single person. But I do try to be like aware of what the majority will be okay with. And then I do custom things. So, like, sometimes I have, for example, people who have had alcohol addiction. So they can get the elixir without the alcohol in it, you know. And so they're still able to get the benefits of it without the alcohol, which is really cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So we try to make sure.
Now,
yeah,
what about some of the raw sugar?
So I was going to say, so even with the diabetics that, I have people that are diabetics and they like, they want to do the elixirs, instead of raw sugar. When I said, remember I told you earlier how we do, agave, you could use agave for vegans. So what's cool is agave is very glycemic friendly for diabetics. It's actually one of the, they could use as much agave as they want and be fine. So you can get any of our syrups with the agave instead of the sugar.
Oh, interesting. Now, can you take this daily? Can you take any of the elixirs daily? Like somebody who just wants to, like, get it in pretty much every day. Can they take
You better just, take it daily. Like, if you want to, right. So the best way to do it if you're trying to increase libido.
Yeah, what's
libido,
the best way to do it? Because I want to do this right.
Right. If you're trying to, right. So if you want to increase libido, increase stamina, or just make it even more spicier in the bedroom with you and your partner, then the best thing to do is take 1 tablespoon daily. So I add mine to a cup of tea. I use it as a sweetener as in tea. And so that's going to help increase libido over a longer, like you're going to build the medicine up in your system. So let's say, like Viagra, you know, once it's gone, it's gone. But with this, you don't, if I miss Friday, I'm okay because it's in my system, if that makes sense. And then I can just pick it up again on Saturday. This is really great for men as well with their prostate health. So 1 tablespoon a day is what you should do.
Not two.
If you're doing now, well, let me say this. Let me tell you when you do the two. So you do the two on date night or whatever night you're going to see your partner. That's when you do the two.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And you do that, right, literally 20 minutes before, you know, you're about to get on. Maybe have a cocktail before you get started. I mean, we usually drink, my partner and I, we drink before we get it on.
Okay.
So, you know, to help with the wildness, right? So, with that being said.
Okay, so this can be taken 1 tablespoon daily, and it won't mess with my digestive system, and I'm just going to feel like a goddess every single day because I'm like, yeah, I'm ready.
All
I'm ready, ready.
You're going to be ready all the time. Ready, ready. Like, you're going to be ready to go. So, yeah, that's why you have to be careful with it. You gotta be careful with it.
No.
You'll be ready.
No, be careful.
Right, be careful.
All right.
But you will be ready.
All right, my Facebook post will look real spicy in the next couple of days, y'all. Y'all be ready. He up here drinking over there. That's
ready.
What he's doing.
Be ready. Right. So, and we add ours to it. We add ours. So even though there's a little bit of alcohol in it already, because of the formula and one of the herbs that we use, have you ever heard of absinthe? This is very similar to the formula of absinthe, but we add more enhancers into it to make it really just moody. I don't know if you saw the movie Girls Trip. Remember how they were tripping in there?
Yes, I did.
In the club?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was absinthe. Mm-hmm. They drank too much. I mean, that's what they say. That's the folklore behind it. But that bitter taste to it is why we make it into an elixir. But it works really fast, really quickly. So that's why I add mine to tea to take away from the taste. But you can take it by mouth, just straight by mouth.
You can't take
you can
it,
put it
to
in
the head,
cocktail.
Though, right?
You can. No. Well, not the bottle. You don't take the bottle of that. You can take a tablespoon a day, and then 2 tablespoons on date night. So yeah, and you'll be good. Men are going to see a lot of benefit from that with prostate health. It's going to increase their libido, which helps them to be more active in the bedroom, which gives a great flow to the prostate in the sacral area. And then women, I even use this for women who are menopausal and they have issues with, you know, dryness, vaginal dryness, or maybe they're just not in the mood, hot flashes. They can use this syrup as well, and it will help regulate their hormones. So lots of benefits to this.
Nice. All right, so the one I have, this is the one I can take tablespoons a day in my tea.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You can see me floating.
Or you can put it. Or you can put it in. You can put it in like iced tea. You can put it. Doesn't have to be hot tea. It could be soda. It could be water. Or like I said, you can just take it by mouth. Up to you.
Oh, nice. And it's not addictive.
No, and if you need it to be sugar free or you need it to be alcohol free, you just put that in the notes when you order online, and we just make the change for you.
Nice. Okay. All right. So I'm going to give you the floor and talk about some of your favorite products. And you guys, if you have some questions that you'd like to chime in, then you can call in now at 516-666-9896 and ask away. So tell us some of your products that you do have. So I'm familiar with the one I have in front of me, the Great Right, which is my new best friend. It's sitting right here in front of me. So now that you gave the thumbs up about putting it in tea daily, I am on it. And this pasta that you got going, yes, I am on that. That's on my to-do list. So, yeah. someone just asked about your link. Real quick, if you want to mention your website where they can find you.
It's www.asher, HERANDBE.com. That's AsherMB.com. And you can order online and ship everywhere right now, except for overseas at the moment.
Okay. Cool. All right. So back to your products of the day or the products of the month that you like to highlight. Brag on yourself for it.
Oh my goodness. That's not hard. we love to talk about our products. I just say one of our staples that we keep here are like Moon Cycle teas. That's the tea for women that can help with PMS, cramping, bloating. It can help regulate their cycles. It can help to alleviate the pain associated with endometriosis. So that one is a good one that we keep on hand all the time. We like to smoke. We smoke. You might hear me cough a little bit. It's herbs. we do herbal smokes here. Right. So we do like all-natural herbal smokes that do different things. We have one that will help with, lucid dreaming. We have one that can help condition your lungs. We have a tension tamer that helps relieve tension in the body. So we do those different types of herbal smokes here. And then we do fresh gallons of tea. So, like, for the locals here, they get one of their favorites is the weight loss journey. We cannot keep that one on hand. It just so happens it also helps with blood pressure. So people come in here and they order the gallon and they pick it up fresh. What's cool is we also order it in, we offer it in loose versions online as well as in bag versions. So people who don't live here, they can order it as well and get it shipped to them. But it's really cool. I get all kinds of people who talk about that one. I think that's probably my favorite because that's how I lost a lot of weight was that drinking that all the time. I did weight loss journey for about a year and lost a lot of weight doing that. So my blood pressure is beautiful now, all that stuff. So that's probably one of my favorites. It also turns like this beautiful red color. So it's neat to see some non-traditional tea remedies. But those would be my favorites.
Okay. Cool. What else would you like to tell us about your products that deals with sexual stamina and mood enhancers and increasing our desire? What are some tips and tricks that we can use?
So I love to not just I know, right? I can talk about me. What we do is the Great Right. We also use the Orris herb, which is a tincture that's also like a mood enhancer, but it's more so like very. I call it water-like because it's very, like, just smooth. So those are different options. If you don't like the Great Right, you can also use the Orris tincture. Use a salve, too. So, like, things like lemongrass. We have a salve here that's called Anubis. And it's very, very, you and your partner can rub some on each other. It will definitely enhance the mood. It helps to bring the all the blood to the different organs, so you have better orgasms. So
orgasm.
I like that one.
Yes.
That one's got right. Better orgasms.
Okay.
a more intense time with your lover or your partner. So mm-hmm. I enjoy that one. And then just for overall health, just to make sure that you're always ready, I always tell people to look into Irish moss because it's got the 92 minerals that we need in the body, which can also help mm-hmm. with libido and stamina, and specifically erectile dysfunction. So I really, really mm-hmm. like that as well. I'm trying to think what else. We use a lot of tea, so like rose tea, roses. Fresh petals mm-hmm. and tea, like those types of things to just enhance the mood. And we like to appeal to all the senses. So whenever you order mm-hmm. something, generally we try to have like an incense, a free incense inside if you're getting something like that, just to help set the mood.
That's mm-hmm. yeah. That really I love it. I love it.
I love it. Yeah.
Wow.
Body oils. Are
you
really
are
giving
them. Like, oh, body oils. Okay, tell me about the body oils because I am all about the essential oils and I want to make mm-hmm. sure I'm doing
yeah.
this right.
Okay, right. So we use a lot of essential oils. Like when you get the salve, the Anubis, that has essential oils in it. It has beeswax. It has shea butter from Africa. All the things you need just to kind of stimulate and enhance the mood. But we also do mm-hmm. custom infused oils. So, like, if you want a lover's oil for you and your lover that is scented a special way, you can get a custom oil made. You just say, hey, I want a mm-hmm. custom oil. This is what I want it to do. This is what I want it to smell like. We make suggestions. And it's something mm-hmm. that you and your lover can share together. And everything here is handmade, all natural. And we mm-hmm. do our best to make sure that it's, you know, made with the best intentions.
Ooh, nice. Okay. I love it. I love all the services mm-hmm. and products that you're offering for us because we sure do need it. And for
yeah.
those of you out there who think you don't need it, I know you're getting educated on it because I know I am. So I love it. So, we are opening up the
Me
phone
too.
Lines if you guys would like to ask a question. We're going to take a 2-minute break. And then we'll come back and open up the phone lines for some questions, okay? Two and two. Okay, we are back. I hope you got a refill, you guys, and refreshed your glass. I did, so I had to take that time. I had to take that time to do that. But thanks to you guys for checking in and hanging with us. And if you have questions, and the chat room is open, the phone line is open. If you're a little shy, you can always inbox or text your question. The number here is 516-666-9896. Thank you so much, Marty, for joining us and dealing with my madness, because I was really excited to have you on the show. I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this.
Thank you. I was excited too. I was like, whoa, this is going to be dope.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would you suggest if you wanted to boost your libido overnight? Let's say that, you know, you really want to be very impressionable and you have 24 hours to get it together. What would you suggest?
So, one, visualization.
Mm-hmm.
See what
mm-hmm.
you want to happen later, how you want it to happen, so you, you know, make it happen already. Definitely mm-hmm. start taking, you know, ginseng works really, really fast. And mm-hmm. I've seen them where they're in, like, tablet form. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest any type of herbal supplement that's in tablet form or tea form that you could take.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one. Roses are another one. People kind of sleep on roses, but are actually a mood enhancer as well. So rose tea is a great one to try.
Mm-hmm.
People, right, people just kind of think it's a girly tea to drink, but it actually is quite mood enhancing. So that would be one I would do
mm-hmm.
there if I didn't have, you know, the syrup on hand.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say you didn't have the syrup on hand, but you had a tincture in your car. I would do that. They tend to be, especially on the gum, tends to go pretty
mm-hmm.
quick. But like I said, the best is going to be to already be taking it up into that point. Our Great Right is pretty cool because if you've never taken it before, you literally could take 2 tablespoons 20 minutes before sex and be ready to go.
Mhm. Yes, I am a proud client of that. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to open up this phone line here with the area code 850-525. Caller, you are on the air. You got a question for our guest? Hello, 525, you're on the air. Are you there? Hello? Okay.
I can't hear them.
I can't hear them either.
Hear them,
are you there?
I hear them, but I don't hear them.
All right, so... They, I guess they didn't think that they would get on the air right away. They probably walked away from the phone.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So we'll come back to that person if they want to call in, call back in. But, yeah, so you were saying that within the 24-hour to take my favorite, the Great Right. Now, you guys, just so you know, like, this is my first time. And I'm not even speaking like, oh yeah, I have 10 bottles of these. No, I'm being real with you. This is my first time ever trying a natural elixir. I've never, ever, ever tried anything. So when I tell you that my mood enhanced, it did. and I have to be honest, like when I first took it, okay, so let me be honest, I did not use the spoon. I actually drank from the bottle, so I did not follow instructions. I am that person. I'm like, oh, well, if I take a couple of swallows, that's like 2 tablespoons.
Right.
So that's
right,
what happened.
Right. Oh, that's what we do. We used to do the capful. Is this a capful? You think this is about a tablespoon right here, this capful.
Right. Yeah, see. Yeah, I didn't even think about the cap because I was just like, no, I think I just take two swallows. I think that's a tablespoon. So
that's how we
do things.
Yeah, we don't know if that capful is actually a tablespoon. We have no idea.
Right. I don't want to be cheated. So I think I can trust my own swallow method and get what I need.
Right.
So that's what I did. And so, yeah, I did that. And I sat and waited. And then, boom, I was just feeling really relaxed. I'm like, it ain't working. I'm sleepy. I'm about to take a nap. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. So, yeah, I was that person that was just like, did not follow instructions and was becoming impatient and thought that I was supposed to, like, all of a sudden float in air or something. But it was actually working internally. And I am going to give you props for this because I think it worked. Because I took it, and they took it, too, indirectly. And, of course, they don't believe that it affected them, and I believe it did. So, with that said,
only thing that matters is what happened
right
to you. That's all that matters
what
is happened
what happened
to you.
Most important, what happened to me was great.
Yes. Boom.
And now you said that not only do I can get pasta, but I can also take this daily. I can do one tablespoon a day, which means one swallow a day. And I'll be in a good mood every day. I'm a Cancer. So
every day.
Mood
that's
queen,
it.
So I need something
that's
to stabilize
it.
Me.
Oh, nice. Cancers are they're very good lovers, too. They're excellent lovers. They are.
I believe so. Thank you very much.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting. My partner, he's a Cancer, so I know.
Oh, see, the Cancer men, they're so sensitive, too.
I know.
So sensitive souls.
They are.
So, all right, someone just texted me their question. They said, what is it again? That's good for hot flashes and menopausal women.
They can actually use the Great Rite, or they can get a tincture made if they want. We actually have one that we keep in house here, and it's called Snake Root, and it's actually made with black cohosh. But like I said, I would use that one as a chronic, like, okay, I'm having really severe issues with my menopause. I would try the Great Rite first, just because, like I said, it's a daily thing that you take, and it will help with the hot flashes. If you can't get the Great Rite, you literally at home can cook with more sage. You can eat more sage. You can make a sage tea at home. That's really good for hot flashes. So that's something that, you can also do lemongrass. It will help to cool you down. You can make it as an iced tea. That will help with the hot flashes as well. That would be what I suggest. And also adding some type of multi mineral or vitamin.
Oh, nice. Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. So, in that bottle, I did post on, the Facebook event page, you guys, if you wanted to see the bottle itself, the Great Rite, that's, spelled Great and Rite, R-I-T-E. You can find that on her website. So I did post your website onto the event page as well.
Thank you.
Start ordering. You're welcome.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep. So we are getting it in. See, lemongrass and sage tea. This is for me. That's what someone just commented and said. So great. That's definitely some information that we can definitely use and have not heard of. I know I personally have not. So that's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So
sage is in your kitchen cabinet. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
So everyone got sage in their home. I know you do. All right. So let's see what else I wanted to ask you about. There were several things. Oh. So, I've already asked you about stamina and libido, and oils. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with us when it comes to essential oils for sexual stimulation or mood?
Yes.
I don't want to miss anything.
Well, essential oils are really great. You want to be careful because you don't want to directly use all essential oils on the skin. You want to be sure just to dilute your oils. But we like to take, in our bedroom, we keep a kind of like a mister that we add water, warm water, and essential oils to. And you can add the smells in there, the aphrodisiacs, like lemongrass is an aphrodisiac. You can add rose in there. You can add lavender to help with the inhibitions. Those different types of things, frankincense stimulates as well sexually. So, like, those different things, anything that's going to get the blood flowing is going to help. So, like, things like cinnamon are a great way. Add those into your food, stuff like that, to keep libido where you want it to be, you know, keep that blood flowing the way you want it to. Sometimes things like some things like blood pressure medicine can affect libido and stamina, things like that in here. So if you're taking blood pressure medicine, then this is where herbalism can come in and help you combat those side effects so that you're getting good levels of hormones going in and out properly in the body. So, you know, sometimes it's not just, you know, it might not be you. It might be your medicine you're taking that is, you know, is making things off. So that's just something I want people to keep in mind, that sometimes it's not actually erectile dysfunction. It's a side effect of medicine. So that's why, you know, I guess I look at whole, you know, herbalism differently in people, because I understand that sometimes we just need to get deficiencies taken care of, and that will make the rest of the body work the proper.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, what about brain food? Someone asked about increasing memory.
Oh, yeah. Cat's claw is great. Cat's claw, you can get that in your local health food store. Mushrooms are wonderful. Lion's mane mushroom is great for that. There are studies out there. It takes a long time to do studies. There's studies out there on turmeric, ashwagandha, for memory, cat's claw, things like that, that have helped with dementia and Alzheimer's. So those things, there's studies, there's scientific evidence out there that show that certain things help with memory. Ginkgo can help with memory as well. And these are all herbs that you can get from your health food store or your local herbalist. I think what helps messes up people is that they don't know what to do with it once they get it. You know, like, what do I do with this lion's mane mushroom once I get it? But it's cool because lion's mane is, it's a mushroom, it's a fungus, it's like a tofu. It kind of takes on whatever flavor or texture you need. So we use lion's mane in soup. We use lion's mane as a tincture. You can get capsules. You can make tacos, chicken, anything you can do with lion's mane. But it will increase, it will help with brain function. It will help with memory increasing. Cat's claw, you can get cat's claw tea. You can grow cat's claw in your garden and use it however you want. So those things like that also help with memory.
Wow, okay. Nice.
Rosemary is another one for memory. Rosemary is good for memory.
Now, what can you use for bloating?
You can use diuretic like ginger. You can use vervain. You can use milk thistle. These are all herbs that I'm naming that you can use. You can use, for women, you can use the moon cycle tea because it will help with bloating. Ginger is always a good one to get to help get the extra fluid off. Bloating also comes, though, from gassy things, so like peppermint, lemon balm, any type of mint will help with the bloating as well. So those are things that you can look for with bloating.
Nice. So do you, your customers, are they majority men or women?
I want to say it's an even split, but it's probably more women, because
okay.
I think women, you know, we know when things aren't, you know, right with our bodies, I think, quicker than men do necessarily,
mm-hmm.
you know, and,
okay.
and I think, and I feel, I believe I read that somewhere in a book, so don't quote me on that, but
mm-hmm.
I do think that I get more women, and a lot of times the women come in, they're buying for the whole family, stuff like that, or I'll get a guy that comes in and he's buying for all his friends, all his homeboys. They just, you know, so it really just depends.
Mm-hmm.
but I do get, right, it depends. I get a lot of women in here because they want to help with, you know, wound care, their cycles are
mm-hmm.
rough, stuff like that. I get men in here
mm-hmm.
for, you know, they want prostate health, you know, uterine, kidney
mm-hmm.
health. They want to work out and get buffer, you know, I get that a lot too, so it just really depends.
Mm. Wow, mm-hmm. you have all types of things going on over there, lady. You do. And
there's an herb for everything.
Keeping us healthy.
I tell people that all the time. Yeah, I tell people all the time there's an herb for everything. There's an herb for everything.
And hey, and it's crazy. Like, you know, sometimes it's just right in our cabinets or in our backyard, and you don't have to spend $200 on a bottle, you know, 200 pills. I mean, or 20 pills.
Right.
When it's something that's just homegrown and keeping us
right.
safe.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
we're so quick to with that microwave society that we want that. Just pop a pill and be done with it.
Right. We're standing in front of the microwave. It's already fast, but yet we're standing in front of it,
right.
waiting on it.
Not fast enough. It's not fast enough.
Right. Not yep. fast enough. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. I want to, if you can please tell us your website, how we can find you on social media. So you guys take these notes down, and you can hit her up with your own questions and inquiries on the product, please.
Yeah, so you can shop our website at www.asherandbee.com 24/7. We ship out here we ship out daily, but we process orders like
mm-hmm.
between 3 to 5 days. Like we said, everything here is handmade. And
mm-hmm.
then we're on Instagram where you can kind of follow our story and see what we do a little bit every day at Asher and then the letter N and then B. So Asher and B on Instagram. And then you can find us on Facebook
mm-hmm.
as well at Asher and B, Apothecary and
mm-hmm.
Tea House. We're located on the Gulf Coast in Florida. So if you're ever on the Panhandle, once everything kind of gets, you know, get some type of normalcy, feel free to come by and visit us. Right. So, yeah, that's where we are.
Awesome. Do you have any last words for anyone? And when are you going to have a book out? I think you need a book.
I want to write a book. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to. That's like on my list to manifest, write a book. But I don't want
okay.
to be, I think I'm going to work with my granny on it. I've been working with my
okay.
granny on some stuff just because she has, like, such,
mm-hmm.
so many good stories. And I think her story is important to how I got to where I'm at now. So I'm going to do something. I'm just not sure what.
Okay. Well, hey,
yeah.
when it happens, when it manifests, we'll be right here. So
I will let you
Any,
know. I'm so grateful to you for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about plants. I'm such a plant nerd.
Well, thank you. I mean, this is all new to me, and I'm loving it. I'm a fan. I am a new fan, and, you know, Black business owners doing their thing, and you are definitely showing up and showing out.
Thank you.
And you're maintaining
you.
Above water. With everything that's going on,
yeah.
this environment that we're in right now did not shake you. It's just going to keep growing.
Yeah.
So kudos to you.
Right.
Cheers to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I'm just, like I said, I'm so grateful for the opportunity. I checked out your Instagram page. I'm a fan because I love Prince, and I saw that you did Prince. I was like,
thank you.
Yes, so thank you so much again for the opportunity to talk about my passion.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime you want to come through and you got some more knowledge to share and you want to get into your plant nerdism, then that's fine.
Nerdism, I like that. Nerdism. Yes. Thank you very much, Erica. Yes. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great evening. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, you guys. So that was Moni Alicia. I hope you enjoyed our interview with her. She's just a joy, and I hope you learned some things. I hope that you got some gems out of her, because she definitely had a lot to say that can keep us above ground and keep us in the best mood. So thank you guys for listening in and joining us on this evening. And I just want you guys to just know that, hey, we're back again next Thursday, and our next week's topic will be about oral sex. Yes. So we will have a guest, and we're going to talk. We're going to talk about our mouthpiece, you guys. So get ready for that. So make sure you follow me on Instagram and Facebook, Unleash Your Inhibitions, on Linktree, creativesoulentertainment.com is my website. And anyone who would like to advertise on the podcast, just email me at creativesoul_ent@yahoo.com. And please, 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 on the subject line, put Unleash Radio so I know what you're talking about. All right? So keep loving each other, you guys, and stay safe out there. And make sure you check out the website. Make sure you support Black business owners. Again, stay safe. We need you. We need you. We need you, okay? All right, love you guys, and talk to you soon. Goodbye.